All right, so good morning, everybody. My name is Charlie Garcia. I'm from the Department of Horticulture at Michigan State University, where I work under the supervision of Dr. Roberto Lopez. Today I'll be talking to you about photoperiod and its effect on the growth and development of different basil species and cultivars. So first off, if you didn't know, basil is in the mint family, Lamiaceae, and depending upon the literature that you read, there are between 30 to 150 species, but more research is needed to specify exactly how many there are. Furthermore, its exact origin is uncertain, but it is believed to have originated from three major regions, one being India, another being Central Africa, and a third being parts of Asia, with Central Africa providing the greatest genetic diversity. So what are some of the uses for basil? Basil has many different uses, one of them being for the production of essential oils through steam distillation of the flowers, the leaves, other parts of the plant itself. And these essential oils are composed of volatile, aromatic volatiles such as linalool, methyl eugenol, and many others. Also, it's used as an ornamental in landscaping. And as you can see here, I took this picture yesterday at the Victory Garden down in D.C. So that was pretty cool. You can see the basil in there growing amongst the other plants. It's also used as a cut flower. But primarily, basil's use is as a culinary herb, specifically cultivars within Osmum basilicum, which that includes like sweet basil, Italian basil, Genovese basil, and those are used for, like I said, culinary purposes. They tend to be sold as an entire plant, as whole, or the leaves are harvested and then packaged into smaller containers and sold as a fresh product or a dried product. Now, although the flowers are very pretty to look at in a landscape setting, retailers and do not accept flowering of basil when it's used for culinary purposes. This for two reasons. One being that customers who want to use basil for cooking perceive basil with flowers as old or off-flavored. And then another reason is because once the flowering process begins, then the vegetative process stops. And since we're using basil for its leaves, if we don't have the vegetative growth, then that affects yield. So this then creates an issue for growers who often struggle to keep basil vegetative. And this is in part due because there's limited photoperiodic studies that have been conducted on basil to determine how the day length may affect or prevent flowering in some of the cultivars. Therefore, our objective was to quantify how photoperiod may influence the growth and development of 11 different potted basil species and cultivars. So really quick, I'll just let you know a little the environmental parameters of the study. So we had a greenhouse average day temperature of 25 degrees Celsius. We also had red, white, and blue LEDs that provided supplemental lighting. On average, those delivered a PPFD of 90 micromoles per meter squared per second. For our treatments, we used four red, white, and far red LED flowering lamps, as you can see right there. Then we covered those with multiple layers of wire mesh to decrease the intensity being provided upon the bench. And then here you can see the spectral distribution that we took by using a spectral radiometer. And we measured five different locations across the bench. And then you can see how the primary light that's being provided is red and far red, and then there's some blue and a little bit of green that's provided because of the white light from the bulbs. This table here hopefully helps to illustrate a little bit better the photoperiodic treatments that we used. So we had eight of them, nine all the way to 16-hour photoperiods, and so the white portion of the bars represent the natural day length up until that little section there. And then the darker period is, the nighttime that we created. So at 1,700 hours every single day, we would go ahead and close a black cloth over the benches, thereby creating the 9-hour short day. And then at the same time, these LEDs would kick on and extend the day. So here for the 11-hour photoperiodic treatment, they would kick on at 1,700 hours or 5 p.m. and stay on until 1,900 hours or approximately 7 p.m. And the same process would occur for the other other benches. Same here. Turn the LEDs turn on at 1700 hours and turn off at 2000 hours or 8 p.m. Did that again for 13 hours, 14, 15, 16, and we also had a night interruption as well from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. And then these are the cultivars that we used. The cultivars that we used fell under the species Osmium basilicum, Osmium tuniflorum, Osmium basilicum variety citradora, and Osmium citradorum. Then we also had Pluto basil, which is considered to fall under the species Osmium basilicum. So it's not a species by itself. The data that we collected for this study included the date of first visible bud. And there you can see the little buds starting to be shown. The date of first open flower, and there's different cultivars. I can't remember which ones those are, but the flowers are very pretty, again, to look at. So we also collected data on the height of the plant at flowering from the base up to the meristem and the number of nodes at flowering. And then this table here helps to show some of the environmental conditions that we collected, including for each bench, including the average daily temperature and the daily light integral. However, we only collected for three benches, as you can see there. And as previously mentioned, we were aiming for a greenhouse average daily temperature of 25, but we were a little short, unfortunately. And then some of the results that I'm going to show are preliminary, because we have to replicate the study this coming fall. So one of the trends that we observed during the study was that all cultivars, excluding Genovese basil, tended to be shorter or more compact under a 9-hour photo period in comparison to the 16-hour photo period. So Nufaro G here helps to illustrate this effect, where you can see under the 9-hour photo period, it tended to be, on average, 75.3 centimeters tall, while under the 16, it was 91.4. So that's about a difference of like 16 centimeters, which is equivalent to a little over 6 inches. So that's a pretty big amount of size difference. And those plants got really, really tall, because some of them, I was having trouble keeping up on the benches, and they would always topple over and all this, so that was one of the issues. But here's another example with Pluto basil. So again, the same concept. Under the 9-hour photo period, there you can see it was on average 25 centimeters tall, while at 16 it was 38. So that's like 13 centimeter difference, which is almost about like a little over 5 inches in height difference. And again, this was observed throughout all cultivars except for Genovese. And then unfortunately, a lot of the cultivars didn't respond in terms of days to flower to the different photoperiodic treatments. It would have been nice to see that, especially considering a lot of the Osmium basilicum are used for culinary purposes. So if we would have been able to prevent some of the flowering, that would have been pretty nice. In this case, though, like lime basil, for example, as you can see, there was no major statistical significant difference in the days to flower. It wasn't like the 9-hour flowered earlier than the 16 or something like that, and it was just kind of throughout, and therefore we considered it to be a day-neutral plant. Genovese basil is another example here. Again, you can see no statistical difference amongst the days to flower. And it would have been nice, especially if this one would have been affected by the photo period, but unfortunately that wasn't the case. One of the other parameters that we collected was the days to visible bud, and holy basil here helps to show this effect, where under the 9-hour photo period, the visible buds tended to show 9 to 19 days earlier than in comparison to all the other photo periods. So from the 11 to 16 and the night interruption, there's a pretty big difference in that case. Then this translated into this effect here, where we saw that days to visible bud for holy basil tended to occur in comparison. Right there, you can see the 9-hour flowered 6, 7, and 10 days earlier in comparison to the 15 to the 16 in the night. So that was nice to see that, at least one of the cultivars reacted to the different photoperiodic treatments. So in summary, from what we saw from this preliminary study, is that we think that cultivars that fall under Osmium basilicum, Osmium citrodorum, and Osmium minimum may be considered day neutral, considering there was no response to the different photoperiodic treatments. And then holy basil and Mrs. Burns lemon, we believe that they may be facultative short days. So with that, I just say thank you to everybody that helped out, Ball for donations, and other growers, grower organizations that helped to fund the research. And so if you guys just got any questions, now's the time, I guess.
Yeah, we have time for two questions.
So it looks like you grew your basil plants for much longer than they would typically be grown in a commercial setting. At least some of them go very, very tall. So
yeah.
Is this, because they don't seem to flower very quickly, do you think this is practically relevant for greenhouse growers?
So that's a perfect question. And that's one of the things that we were thinking is like, okay, so how long would they normally be in a greenhouse? So ultimately what we were trying to see is if maybe we could keep them vegetative, and then it would be something that would be feasible for growers in the case where they could just keep pinching them and harvesting. Unfortunately, like I said, in this case, there was no effect. And then they did get really tall. So at that point, it wouldn't be feasible because then they're topping over. You get branches that break, stems are breaking, and all that. So in terms of being able to transport them from point A to point B, that wouldn't be feasible. So I agree with you on that. Yeah, because that's one of the things that growers tend to do is we visited a grower a while back, and one of the things that he said was that the basil, if it wants to flower, then it's going to flower. So one of the things that he does is he just goes and pinches the tops, and then it keeps them vegetative. So is that kind of what you were referring to? Yeah. Anybody else?
Then fruit basil is a day neutral plant.
Yeah. From this preliminary result, yeah.
So since there is a few minutes left, my watch. So when you're going to repeat the study, are you planning to do anything different? Or?
So we had one cultivar. I'd have to look back which one it was. Purple Ruffles that never flowered. I mean, sorry, it never even like showed like a visible bud. So at that point, because we did it for 15 weeks, so it's a long, very long period. So we're thinking of getting rid of that one at that point, and so that would be one of the differences. Yeah.
With the same intensity of light interruption.
Yeah, just to stay along with the parameters that we had originally.